I press play.
Hello, boys and girls. Hannah Baker here, live and in stereo.
I don't believe it.
No return engagements, no encore, and this time, absolutely no requests.
No, I can't believe it. Hannah Baker killed herself.
I hope you're ready, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life, more specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to these tapes, you're one of the reasons why.
What? No.
I'm not saying which tape brings you into the story, but fear not. If you received this lovely little box, your name will pop up. I promise. Now, why would a dead girl lie? Hey, that sounds like a joke. Why would a dead girl lie? Answer, because she can't stand up.
Is this some kind of twisted suicide note?
Go ahead, laugh. Oh well, I thought it was funny.
Before Hannah died, she recorded a bunch of tapes. Why?
The rules are pretty simple. There are only two. Rule number one, you listen. Number two, you pass it on. Hopefully, neither one will be easy for you.
What's that you're playing? Mom! I scramble for the stereo, hitting several buttons all at once. Mom, you scared me, I say. It's nothing, a school project. My go-to answer for anything. Staying out late, school project, need extra money, school project, and now the tapes of a girl who 2 weeks ago swallowed a handful of pills. School project. Can I listen? She asks. It's not mine, I say. I scrape the toe of my shoe against the concrete floor. I'm helping a friend. It's for history. It's boring. Well, that's nice of you, she says. She leans over my shoulder and lifts a dusty rag, one of my old cloth diapers, to remove a tape measure hidden underneath. Then she kisses my forehead. I'll leave you in peace. I wait till the door clicks shut. Then I place a finger over the play button. My fingers, my hands, my arms, my neck, everything feels hollow. Not enough strength to press a single button on a stereo. I pick up the cloth diaper and drape it over the shoebox to hide it from my eyes. I wish I'd never seen that box or the seven tapes inside it. Hitting play that first time was easy. A piece of cake. I had no idea what I was about to hear. But this time, it's one of the most frightening things I've ever done. I turn the volume down and press play.
One, you listen. Number two, you pass it on. Hopefully, neither one will be easy for you. When you're done listening to all 13 sides, because there are 13 sides to every story, rewind the tapes, put them back in the box, and pass them on to whoever follows your little tale. And you, lucky number 13, you can take the tape straight to hell. Depending on your religion, maybe I'll see you there. In case you're tempted to break the rules, understand that I did make a copy of these tapes. Those copies will be released in a very public manner if this package doesn't make it through all of you. This was not a spur-of-the-moment decision. Do not take me for granted. Again.
No. There's no way she could think that.
You are being watched.
I press pause. My stomach squeezes in on itself, ready to make me throw up if I let it. Nearby, a plastic bucket sits upside down on a footstool. In two strides, if I need to, I can reach the handle and flip it over. I hardly knew Hannah Baker. I mean, I wanted to. I wanted to know her more than I had the chance. Over the summer, we worked together at the movie theater. And not long ago, at a party, we made out. But we never had the chance to get closer. And not once did I take her for granted. Not once. These tapes shouldn't be here. Not with me. It has to be a mistake. Or a terrible joke. I pull the trash can across the floor. Although I checked it once already, I checked the wrapping again. A return address has got to be here somewhere. Maybe I'm just overlooking it. Hannah Baker's suicide tapes are getting passed around. Someone made a copy and sent them to me as a joke. Tomorrow at school, someone will laugh when they see me, or they'll smirk and look away, and then I'll know. And then? What will I do then? I don't know.